Back in 1985, I became a father, and in 89, I took my four-year-old boy with a few others away for a camping weekend just to build memories and have fun. I've been doing that for 30 years, and when I retired from policing, which was in 2009, wondered how I could take the camp model and then transfer that into helping boys perhaps who are struggling a bit more with life and didn't have that male role model around them. So that's when Man and Boy began. I think over the 30 years, I've had lots of men come on the Dad's Lads and Lassies camp who have had, perhaps their father has died and an uncle has stepped in, and I've just noticed the difference it makes to those children when they've got that male figure around them, believing in them, supporting them, and giving them a sense of belonging and value. So that's kind of what led me to think that there's something here that perhaps we can help with. And then with the policing as well, seeing boys coming through the custody suite especially and no father in sight, there's some statistics, the Centre for Social Justice say that over 1 million children are fatherless. There's no one that is around them that can give them that support in their lives. So I can see that it makes a huge difference to their self-confidence and belief in themselves. So felt that we could do something for those boys that are struggling. There is a man around, but perhaps we can just encourage and help and support them to build a stronger attachment and bond. I think it's not just one single thing. I think that mums do a fantastic job, and in many ways what I'm advocating is for the men to step up a bit and take a bit more ownership of the responsibility for having that child and that boy. I just think that boys perhaps display their behaviours, it's a generalised, they display their behaviours by getting into trouble, and 94% of young people who are in secure units are boys. Girls maybe find other ways of behaving when they don't have those significant male or female role models around. But I just thought perhaps we could encourage the men to take part more in the family and help their children. Yeah, the volunteers come from all walks of life, actually. We've got people who work in the prison service. We've got people who work just in 9-to-5 jobs and have children and recognise the importance of it. There's friends that get involved because they like what we do and they see it through what we've done and they see the differences. So I guess it's a wide range of people, and they're mostly men, but we also have women that come along as well, because we think that's quite important to show that men and women can work together collaboratively, and so that's a really positive thing that we have as well. Yet our volunteers donate over 400 hours a year to working for the charity and helping the charity, because the camps take up quite a lot of time. It's a Friday morning to a Sunday afternoon, so it's quite a commitment. But if volunteers want to do something without quite that commitment, or perhaps they don't want to be at the coalface, we'd love to hear from people, volunteers, who would like to come and help us with admin, support, doing all sorts of other jobs we can find. We're a very small charity. There's just the three of us working part-time. So any help we can get would be greatly appreciated. With my policing background, I started thinking that maybe it was an intervention for boys who perhaps were, the behaviour was such that they were being excluded from school and there were problems there. But actually, as it's gone on, there are boys struggling through all sorts of things. And we're finding more and more boys struggling with their mental health and perhaps self-harming and things like this. And rather than being angry, they may be sullen and sad, they may have been had a bereavement, there's all sorts of things that could have happened. They may have a condition, they may be on the autistic spectrum, they may have something like that causes them to find it hard to make friends, and perhaps they're not what the father expected necessarily, and so there's a conflict within the family as well. And we just help to give them time and space to explore that and to build that understanding of each other, which then builds the boy's self-esteem. It also, by the way, builds the self-esteem of the men as well, which is a fantastic sort of spin-off of it.
So I think starting 7 years ago, I always came away and would ring my dad and say, "Dad, thanks." It gives you that great appreciation to what's been before or what you've had. But yeah, for me, what I've got out of it is now a job and doing something I'm passionate about, engaging with men, helping them make a difference, and seeing the boys thrive So at the minute we have three activities. So we take them away on an adventure camp, and that's doing stuff like outdoor adventure sports, rock climbing, raft building, archery, electronics, lots of different stuff like that. We also do our 6-week course, which will be based around rock climbing or electronics making robots. And we have several one-off activities. So that'll be looking at exotic pets, going bowling, trying out kayaking or sailing, or lots of different activities to get involved with. So we often see a massive understanding between father and son. We see a dad who will then realise, okay, they might need more support, or they need to talk more, they need more space, they need more of my time. We see boys that are confident, chatty, who arrived and would cling to the dad's leg or not look to talk to anyone and just be shy or play on the tablet and avoid that social interaction. But by the time they're leaving, they've got 12 new mates and, yeah.
Okay, what does a volunteer need? That if they're going to help on the camps, then we really like somebody who can speak to people, just get alongside people. Somebody who's chatty, probably, and will just listen as well. So, that, yeah, good listening ear. So chatty, but also listening, I guess. So we're not about giving advice. We're more about helping the men and the boys to explore for themselves what they need, really. So somebody who can cook would be good. We cook on the camp. People who can drive minibuses, especially, we need more of those. We're struggling for minibus drivers at the moment. So somebody who's got perhaps a day that can drive us down to the New Forest and then drive us back a few days later would be ideal. At the moment, we do it ourselves, but you know, these things would be really helpful. Yeah, I think that would be around the camps. We're looking for a longer term commitment, so we would give them training around sort of safeguarding, and that would be a couple of times a year we'd do some training. So we'd like them to have some commitment, I suppose, to the long term, perhaps a couple of years. So that would be really helpful too. We take young people, adults, men or women, that's ideal, and they seem to really get on well with the boys and playing games and things. And then the older man is really helpful too, because some of the men look up to the facilitators and trainers, on the man and boys facilitators, as almost like their father figure in some ways. So there's a whole variety, I guess, of people.
And what age are the boys?
Yeah, the boys, we start with school year 5, which is around about 9, that sort of age. And we'd take them up to about 11 to 12, so that's school year 8. But we plan the first camp that they come on is really just the gateway into Man and Boy, the tribe of Man and Boy, if you like. And from there on, we'll keep in touch for as long as they want to keep in touch with us. So it could be a journey of 2 or 3 years where they keep coming back for more, and we're just alongside them to support them.